Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in regards to this subject of peace. And there's a great need for peace, certainly in our day. It's been the case with mankind all along, is that there is a peace that is needed within each and every individual that can only be met and filled by the Lord Jesus Christ, by God Almighty, God the Son. Men, the world, seek for peace, nations seek for peace, and it eludes us. There's never a lasting peace. We can take a look at the history of our times and the last handful of centuries, and peace just does not last. We don't have a peaceful time in our country either, do we? So many things at hand, a fear seeming to rule, and those that want to promote fear, unreasonableness about things that are at hand that just promote fear in the populace. It's not a good thing at all. The only one that can give us peace is our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what we've been teaching about in the latest broadcast, that Jesus is our peace. Brother Zechariah prophesied it at the birth of John the Baptist, saying that Jesus is coming, the Savior, the Messiah is coming to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We've seen that the announcement of the peacemaker and how it was prophesied that he would come, and the Lord's power of peace. He's able to calm the greatest of waters, and he's able to calm our hearts and our souls. Peace is an attribute of God's kingdom and work. He brings peace. Sometimes he deals with the violent with violence, but it's always to bring peace. We have seen even recently in our day that the violent look to dominate people and then promote even more violence. That's not the case with the Lord. With the wicked and the violent, he deals with them at times violently, but he does so to bring peace. He brings peace, unlike the way it is with mankind. Peace in heaven was declared when Jesus came into New Jerusalem in his triumphant entry, and he desired that Jerusalem would see in their day the things that belonged to their peace, that belonged to the city's peace, but they did not, because their eyes were darkened. And then we saw last time how Jesus declared, even though he is the Prince of Peace, he declares unto us in Matthew 10 and Luke chapter 12 that he didn't come to send peace on earth, but a sword. He said, suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. And so this is not a contradiction, but it's a testimony to the way that it is with mankind. We just don't want peace naturally. We want a selfish kind of satisfaction, but we just don't have the capability, the capacity to have peace, lasting peace within ourselves. And our very rejection of the Prince of Peace and the one who has the ability to bring peace, everlasting peace, to the soul, to the individual, to the family, to the community, to the state, to the nation, we reject it. And therefore, we have no peace. This division and this sword that comes about we just don't want the Lord. We just don't want. Now, people will say, so, well, I want all the good things of the Lord, but I don't want his way. And so there's just a fickle and a selfish desire for things that satisfy self and the flesh, but not surrendering, submitting, humbling, repenting before the Lord and entering into his way, the way that is, the narrow way that is Jesus Christ. So then we want to go on and take a look at what the scripture says in this broadcast about how natural man knows nothing of peace. Natural man is not peaceful and never will be without something outside of himself. It's just that way with natural man. A hallmark passage, which is a culmination of passages in the scripture, in Romans chapter 3, we'll pick it up in verse number 9. Listen to what God declares about mankind. And you and I might think that we're pretty good folks, that we do well. We've got it together. Well, listen to what the Lord says about us naturally. In Romans chapter 3, verse number 9, what then? Are we better than they? No, and no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. And that is what's robbed us of our peace, is sin. And sin has caused us to die spiritually. Our fellowship with the Lord is broken, and it was broken in our father Adam. And we have no peace, no lasting peace in and of ourselves. Listen to what he says here in verse 10 of Romans 3, as it is written, and so then a reference to the Old Testament and previous passages, there is none righteous, no, not one. Does that include me, Brother Jim? Yes, it does, you and me, every person. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh God. There's no seeking for God until the Word of God comes along and shows us that that God is there and that we have a need of God. There's none that seeketh God. They're all going out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And again, these passages are through the scriptures in the Old Testament, the apostle culminating them here to tell about the terribleness of our sin and our natural way, what it's done to us. Verse 13, their throat is an open sepulchre, an open grave. Oh, we shudder to think of that. With their tongues they have used deceit, lying, deceiving, deception. The poison of asps is under their lips, venomous speaking. Have you heard that in our day? Yes, we've seen it and we've heard it. If you've watched any news whatsoever, there's just this poisonous speaking unto one another, unto our fellow man, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Again, we see it in our day. Their feet are swift to shed blood, and that's the case with the rioting and the looting. It's just terrible. The innocent are abused over supposedly some cause, and not to say that some things haven't happened, but to go, and again, as I've said it before, the first party is abused by the second party, and then the third party goes and does something malicious or wicked or even kills or tears up the property of the fourth party. There's no reason in that. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction and misery. How many business owners and people that own the business downstairs and lived upstairs have had their life's work and maybe even a generational life's work destroyed because of those that say that they had a cause and just look to vandalize, destroy, and tear up. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. And we've seen that earlier in Isaiah 59. When we started the series of this subject. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And so we see here that the way of man is just a wicked, sinful, unpeaceful way. As the Lord says in Isaiah 48:22, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. And that is something that you and I need to get a hold of and know that in ourselves there is no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. He reiterates that in Isaiah 57:21. He says it again, there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. So God says this about our natural wicked way. We, in these kind of times, as it has been in times past, we wonder when it will be the beginning of the end. But I'll remind you what it says in Revelation chapter 6, verse number 4, about the four horsemen. There's a red horse, and it says in Revelation 6, verse 4, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And so after this one, the one that came to conquer, which is not the Lord Jesus Christ, the white horse is representative of conquering men. That's what we're seeing today being manifested, nations that want to dominate. They don't want peace, they just want domination. People that want to dominate, they don't want to submit to the authority of the rule of the land and the law of the land and the government of the land, but they want to make their own. There'll come a time where the little bit of peace and the short-lived peace that we have on the earth is going to be taken away, and it's going to be violently taken away. And are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to begin to wrap up this old world and this age? Peace. You have peace? We need to have peace with one another. But first and foremost, you and I, we need peace with God. And the only way to have peace with God is to deal with that within us that has taken away that peace, and that is our sin, our transgression, our faults, our disobedience of our God and our Creator. The only way that you can deal with such is in a substitutionary way, not what you can do, but what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for sinners. What the Lord Jesus Christ, the God the Son, came and became a man and lived, showing that he was sinless. It wasn't so he could become sinless. He is sinless, and he proved it by a 33-year life on this earth. And then he willingly gave himself, and the plan and the working of God, gave himself as a sacrifice for sinners, for his people, on the cross of Calvary. His body, his blood, his soul, his all, given as a sacrifice, a payment. The word that's used in the scripture is remission. He gave himself, his blood, his life, his soul for a payment for sinners' sins. And he was buried, and he was laid there in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And then when that time was fulfilled, he took his life back again because he is life. And he is the only one by which a sinner like you and like me can have peace with God. And peace with God will yield peace eternally. It is peace eternally. And you can have that peace by repenting of your sins before God and believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel, those things that I've described, for the salvation of your soul. Repent and believe and trust in him. I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek.
We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.